Reading from Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 7, entitled Knowledge of the Absolute, Text Number 14. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila S.A. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Purport, we'll continue to read from where we stopped the day before yesterday. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopalananda Bhagavan ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service or Krishna consciousness can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of the illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words Mam Eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajoguna, passion and Tamoguna, ignorance, to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas, Shvetashvatra Upanishad 3.8, confirm this in the phrase Tameva Viditva, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Mukti Pradadat Sarvesham Vishnu Evana Samshaya. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. I seek permission and blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas to speak on Sri Ramayana. Last time we stopped at the point where Vibhishan has abandoned his brother Ravan, who is determined not to mend his sinful ways. So Vibhishan decides to take shelter of Lord Ram. Now, those devotees who try to come to Krishna, they face a lot of challenges. Those who try to surrender to Krishna, they go through a lot of difficulties. And Vibhishan also faced that. It was not so easy. So what happened is interesting. Along with these four confidential associates, Vibhishan, five of them, they came to the camp of Ram. And they were in the sky, they came flying, and they were tall, effulgent personalities. And they said, "We have come to surrender to Ram." From the sky, they announced. And the Vanaras, the monkey soldiers in Ram's camp, they saw these Rakshasas, giant beings. And immediately, all of them said, "These are Rakshasas, let us kill them." Now Vibhishan is appealing that, "I have come to surrender." But the monkey soldiers feel suspicious. So Vibhishan is intelligent, he doesn't come down. He stays in the sky and he announces that, "I am the brother of Ravan. I sincerely advised him to return Mother Sita and surrender to Ram, but he refused." Just like a sick man who is determined to die refuses to take medicine, similarly my wicked brother refuses to accept good advice. So I have abandoned him and I want to surrender to Sri Ram. Please tell him that I, Vibhishan, have come to take his shelter. Sugriva and Vanaras, they all run to Lord Ram. And Sugriva says, "Let us kill him. Let us kill all of them. Arrest them." So Lord Ram says, wait. Let us first have a meeting. So they have a council. They all come together. And Lord Ram says, "I want to know the opinion of all of you. What should we do with Vibhishan?" Now interesting. Lord Ram, as an ideal leader, he wants to know the opinion of all the leading members of his team. So he is giving an example of how a leader is. Now Sugriva doesn't have any explanation. He just says, "My dear Lord, all five of them should be killed immediately. Bas, no discussion further." Now we should understand, Sugriva is saying this not because he is not intelligent. He is just so intensely attached to Lord Ram. He can't see Lord Ram being in danger in any way. Angada, who is Vali's son and the prince regent, Lord Ram looks at him. And Angada says, "Oh, this Vibhishan, he has come from the enemy's camp. So definitely we can't trust him. We must suspect all of them. And at an appropriate time, they are going to attack us. And that will be a disaster. So what we'll do, let us first analyze whether accepting him will be to our advantage or not. And after our analysis, then we can accept him or reject him." So seems intelligent answer. So then Sharabha is also a leader in Ram's army. He says, "My dear Lord, let us put some intelligent spies on them and let us observe them for a few days. Then we'll know." Jambavan, who is one of the huge bears and powerful leader, he says, "Ravan is our number one enemy. And Vibhishan has come from his side. This is not the right time and place to come. Therefore, we have to be alert. I can only say that much." Then Lord Ram looks at Mahinda. Mahinda says, "He is younger brother of Ravan. So what we should do, we should talk very sweetly to him. Try to make friends with him and extract all possible information from him." So like this, different people give different expert opinions. Finally, Lord Ram looks at Hanuman. Hanuman gives an interesting answer, which nobody had given so far. Hanuman says that different people are saying test him, put spies on him. "My dear Lord, according to me, none of this is possible. Because without engaging him, without trusting him, we cannot know anything about him. And there is no point putting spies on him, because spies are generally employed for those who are staying far away. But here is a person who's come to us. So we can't put spies on somebody who's with us and is honestly revealing his intent. And please understand that he has left a demon and he has come to us. He has come to a superior person, Sri Ram. That means he has already analyzed the pros and cons and then he has come. So it's appropriate that we accept him as our friend. And we should not ask him anything, because he himself is saying everything. If we start interrogating and if he realizes that we are suspecting him and interrogating him, then he will become very sad. And if he is sad, we will lose a dear friend. And I have seen him from his talks, from the way he has a pleasing disposition. It is obvious that he carries no animosity. There is no need to suspect. A person's character must not be judged by the externals. He may be a brother of a demon, but he is a wonderful person. Let us accept him wholeheartedly. So Lord Ram becomes very happy with Hanuman's explanation. And Lord Ram says, now remember, day before yesterday we discussed how Lord Ram is very vulnerable. He appears to be confused and he is lamenting at the loss of Mother Sita. But now, because the leader is not just vulnerable, he is assertive. So Lord Ram reveals his true nature. He says, please listen, all of you great warriors, that one who has come to me to offer friendship, I can never reject him. So Sugriva leaps up. He says, but he has rejected his own brother. So what is the guarantee that tomorrow he will not reject us or you? If somebody can reject his own brother, why will he not reject a stranger like you for him? So Lord Ram smiled and turned to Lakshman and he said, yes, my dear Sugriva, he has rejected his brother. So what does that mean? That means he has become enemies with his brother. And he has come to us. So we also reject him, then where will he go? What will happen to him? And you must know, rejecting Ravan doesn't make Vibhishan a bad brother. Please, because all brothers are not like Bharat. Now Ram is remembering Bharat. Lakshman is sitting right there. Lakshman is not insecure. Oh, he is glorifying Bharat. That means Ram considers his best brother as Bharat. Na sarve bratarastat bharatah bharatopama madvidana pitu putra suhurdova bhavadvida. My dear Sugriva, not all brothers are like my brother Bharat, and not all friends are like you. You are the best friend anyone can have. So Sugriva is flattered, Sugriva is pleased that Lord Ram acknowledges that he is his best friend. But because he loves Lord Ram, he says, my dear Lord, I think if not killing them, at least we should arrest them. Because if we are careless and complacent, at the right time this Vibhishan is going to attack us and is going to attack you and Lakshman. Now, we should not again suspect that Sugriva is not intelligent or not mature. No, Sugriva is very mature, very intelligent, but his emotions of love for Lord Ram overcomes his intelligence. And he's so attached, he can't see anyone harming Ram and Lakshman. And therefore he gets angry. So please understand that. So in pure love, this kind of suspicion is allowed. It is not out of envy or it is not out of material modes. It is on a different platform. Like, you know, when Ram, Lakshman and Sita left Ayodhya, you know, the place they went to Guha, Guha's kingdom. Guha was a king of the Nishada race. So Guha, he loved Ram. And he said, okay, in the night he made a nice hut. He made an arrangement for Ram and Sita and Lakshman to take rest. So Ram and Sita took rest in the hut and Lakshman sat outside with his bow to guard. Lakshman had taken a vow that for the next 14 years I won't sleep. I will always be alert to serve Lord Ram. So he was guarding. So Gua is so attached to Ram, he loves Ram so much that he can't see anything wrong happening to Ram. So out of that intense love, he starts suspecting Lakshman. What is this Lakshman doing here? Why is he? I am telling him to go and take rest. He is not taking rest. He is just roaming around with his bow and arrows. Oh, I must be careful. Let me keep my bows and arrows ready. In case Lakshman does some mischief, I will be ready to defend my dear Lord Ram. So Lakshman is circumambulating the hut to protect Lord Ram. And Gua, out of his intense love for Ram, he starts going in circles around Lakshman. And then Gua is a great king. He has many ministers and warriors in his kingdom. So all these soldiers, they are looking at their master Gua, and they are wondering, why is our master so, with this bow and arrow, why is he roaming around the hut? Maybe he wants to harm Lord Ram. We can't allow him to do that. Let us all pick up our bows and let us be alert. So all of them pick up their bows and arrows, and they are circumambulating. You can see how many circles. Lakshman is circumambulating Ram and Sita. Then Gua is circumambulating them, and Gua's soldiers are circumambulating all of them. All of them are super alert. So this is rasa. This is the mood of love that they have. So then Ram is seeing Sugriva is, you know, talking illogically. So Ram says, now Ram had earlier said that, you know, Sugriva, help me, I'm feeling so nervous, I'm lamenting. But now Ram says, you think Vibhishan can harm me? No one can harm me. Sugriva had never heard that. Such assertive stance Lord Ram has taken. And then he says, Pishachan danavan yakshan prithviyam chaiva rakshasan anguli agre natan hanyam ichan hari ganeshwara. My dear Vibhishana, unguli, he says, my finger, with a small finger, I can destroy all the yakshas, rakshasas, danavas, pishachas. And you are telling me to be worried about Vibhishan? He is a dear friend. And he has come to surrender unto me. Sakradeva prapannoyas tavasmi iti yachate abayam sarvadatasmai dadam etad vratam mama. This is the most important verse in the Ramayana. This is considered like in Bhagavad Gita we say, sarvadharman parityajya, this verse in Gita. This is the surrender verse in Ramayana, where Lord Ram is declaring to everyone that if once Sakrideva means once, Sakrideva prapannoyas, if once somebody surrenders unto me, and if that person says, Tava asmi iti yachate, my dear Lord, I am yours. If once, just once somebody says that, Abhayam sarvadatasmai, I release him from all bondage. Dadam etad vratam mama. This is my vow. Lord Ram is very emphatically declaring his vow. That if just once somebody surrenders to me. And Vibhishan, you are saying we should suspect, Sugriva, you are saying we should suspect Vibhishan. Let me tell you what to speak of Vibhishan. Anybody comes to me, I'll protect them. Anenam ari sreshtha dattam asabayam maya vibhishanova sugrivo yadiva ravana swayam. Even if Ravan comes to me and says, I surrender, I'll accept Ravan also. So this is the position of Lord Ram. So when Sugriva hears this, he falls at the lotus feet of Lord Ram and he begs forgiveness. And Vibhishan is called in presence of Lord Ram. Vibhishan offers obeisances and he starts crying. And Valmiki in his Ramayana, he describes the scene, such a poignant scene. Vibhishan, he loves Lord Ram. Lord Ram embraces him. And that's an amazing kind of reunion. And Vibhishan is crying profusely. And Lord Ram has spoken so much to Sugriva just few minutes ago. And telling him that I can protect everyone.
I can destroy all the demons with a small finger of my left hand. He has spoken so many verses. But when Vibhishan is crying profusely like a child, because he has got shelter of Lord Ram, Lord Ram doesn't say anything. He just keeps smiling at Vibhishan. And Valmiki Muni says a most amazing verse I have read in the Ramayana. How Lord Ram reciprocates with the devotee. Tasya tad vachanam shrutva Ramo vachanam abravid. Lord Ram simply heard. God, when we approach the Lord and reveal our heart, Lord has nothing to say. He simply hears us. He is very attentively listening to the prayers of his devotee.
Tasya tad vachanam shrutva Ramo vachanam abravid.
Lord Ram had nothing to say. And what did he do?
Vachasam sattva etvenam lochanabhyam pibanniva.
Lord Ram was listening to this intense prayer of Vibhishan, and what Lord Ram was, the only thing he was doing was with his eyes. Lochanabhyam. And what was Lord Ram doing with his eyes, you know? Very interesting. Like when we are talking to someone, we look at them in the eyes. But Lord Ram was not simply looking at Vibhishan.
Lochanabhyam pibanniva.
It was appearing as if Lord Ram is drinking Vibhishan with his eyes. Generally we drink with the mouth. But that affection that Lord Ram had for Vibhishan, it was as if literally swallowing him with his eyes. For this is an amazing quality of the Supreme Lord Krishna, Lord Ram. See, the Lord has two specialities. It's a paradox. First is, Lord knows everything. He remembers every small thing that you do. He is called a Sarvagya. At the same time, look at the paradox. He remembers everything. He doesn't forget anything. But still he forgets one thing. How can that happen? He is the Supreme Lord. How can he forget? So, our Acharyas explain, Rupa Goswami also explains, Srila Prabhupada also explains, that Lord is Sarvagya. He remembers and doesn't forget anything, but still he becomes mukta, he becomes bewildered and he forgets one thing, and that is all our past sinful activities. All the nonsense that we have done in the past, Krishna forgets and forgives. Once you are surrendered to Krishna, Krishna, just that file is deleted. Control A, select and delete. Gone. Such an amazing quality of the Lord Ram, of Lord. And the second paradox is, the Lord is supremely powerful, Sarva Shaktiman, most powerful. Nobody can equal him. But still, he loses to his own devotee, his Bhakta Vatsal.
Jnane prayasa mudapasa namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam. Stane stita shrutigatam tanuvang manobir ye prayasho jita jito asite stri lokyam.
The Lord is so powerful that nobody can understand him and conquer him through their intelligence. We cannot figure out the Lord. Jnane, you may use all your jnana. Why? Because it's ajita. Ajita means Lord is unconquerable. But look at the beauty. Bhagavatam says,
E prayasho jita jito asite stri lokyan.
He is ajita. He is unconquerable, but he is conquered by the love of his devotee. So these are two amazing paradoxes where Lord Ram is also revealing. That he remembers every small thing that you have done in all your lifetimes, but also he willingly chooses to forget and forgive. And secondly, what is the second? He is all powerful, but he gets defeated by the love of his devotee. Rupa Goswami gives a very nice example in this regard. He says a bumblebee enters a lotus flower to get nectar. Now the lotus petals are very soft, you see, and the petals, they close at night and the bumblebee is inside. And if the bee wants to come, it can easily come out. But it is so absorbed in relishing the nectar in that lotus flower that it agrees to be covered by the lotus petals. Similarly, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, He is finding so much nectar in the heart of His devotee who loves Him, that the Lord enters the heart and He allows Himself to be covered. So that's why Lord forgets. Because the devotee loves Him so much, Lord says, Tika, let me forget. So Lord ignores all our faults if we surrender to Him. And this compassionate nature of Krishna, of the Lord, is what attracts a devotee. Actually, Shukdev Goswami became a devotee because of these two shlokas that he heard. When he was absorbed in the impersonal meditation, but as he was leaving, Vyasadeva sent his disciples and they chanted two verses which transformed Shukdev Goswami completely. First was the beauty of Krishna. So when Shukdev Goswami heard the beauty of Krishna, that very famous verse from the 10th canto, Baraha, Pidam, Natavara, Vapu, Karanayo, Karanikar, detailed description of Krishna's peacock feather, his earrings, his beauty, his smile, how he is decorated and how he enters Vrindavan forest. So when Shukdev Goswami heard that, he said, wow, what a beautiful personality, amazing. And Shukdev Goswami's heart was completely conquered by the beauty of Krishna. But that was not all. Beauty is one aspect of the Lord. Beauty is not something which completely, is not sufficient in itself for a devotee to be surrendered to Krishna. Devotee also sees Krishna's compassion, Krishna's love. And that, the second verse he heard was the famous, you know this very famous verse? Aho bakiyam stanakala kootam. Jigam samapaya yadapya sadavi lebe gatim datri uchitam tatonyam kamba dayalum sharanam rajema. This is the verse where Uddhava is praying that, oh, who can be more merciful than Krishna? Because kamba dayalum, who is more dayalu? Because he delivered sister of Bakasur, Putana, who had smeared poison in her breast. And she came to feed baby Krishna. She actually came to kill Krishna. But Krishna delivered her and gave her the position of a nurse in the spiritual world. If somebody has come to kill Krishna, Krishna gives, because she had externally an act of a mother or a nurse, Krishna accepted that external act and Krishna kind of elevated her. So if Krishna can deliver a demoness, who can be more merciful? So when Shukdev Goswami heard this verse, this was the turning point. Beauty attracted him. But more than beauty, what actually transformed his heart? To see that Lord has compassion. He loves us infinitely more than we can ever imagine. And that completely transformed him. Actually, if you see honestly, most of our devotees, you know, we are attracted to Krishna more than His beauty and more than Krishna being who He is, independent of us. We are attracted to Krishna because of His kindness on us, because of His compassion. His compassionate quality is what attracts us more. Like I remember, we have one brahmachari in our temple. You know, he looks like a Gandharva. He's very tall, handsome, extremely beautiful. And we always make fun of him. We tell him, hey, you should be in Hollywood, Bollywood, what are you doing here? We joke with him like that. He's very good and he's very pleasing. He's always smiling, always serving. He's got a very pleasing disposition. So I would always make fun of him and some of us would tease him about his, you know, beauty. And he's a very nice person. So one day I was cooking in the kitchen and hot dal, you know, it was boiling and it fell on my hand. I burnt this part of the hand. And I was screaming in pain. It was excruciating pain. And I came out of the kitchen screaming, yelling, I needed help. I was in pain. And this devotee came in front of me. Now I have always glorified him. We always had pleasing exchanges because of his, you know, he looks very good, he's beautiful. But when I saw him, I was not happy. Because I was in pain. So, you know, Krishna is most beautiful. But sometimes devotees go through so much suffering and pain that they can't appreciate Krishna's beauty. But when we remember, like Shukdev Goswami is remembering Krishna's compassionate nature. What happened? This devotee came in front of me. I was not at all interested in him. To look at him. I was not at all pleased at his sight. But he came with Barnol and he came with some medicines which helped me cure that burning sensation. And when he put that, and I looked at him, I felt, ah, he's so nice. He's so nice. So then I could appreciate his beauty also. Prabhu, you are so nice. Because I was in pain and I needed relief. So Krishna is most beautiful. Krishna's existence is independent of us. You know, in most religions, in Christianity or Islam, or in most religions, God is defined in relation to the person, in relation to the devotee. God is somebody who gives me daily bread. God is somebody who protects me. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand Bhagwan ki. Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Gaur Nitai ki jai. So generally in most religions, God is defined as somebody who is doing something for me. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding, in Vedic religion, God is a supreme enjoyer, is independent of you and me. At the same time, because he is Bhakta Vatsal, he loves his devotees, he is captured by the love of his devotees. Devotees can relate to him more when we remember this point about Krishna, that he loves us infinitely. So there are two aspects of Lord Ram also. Extremely attractive, beautiful, but his forgiving nature, the way he has accepted Vibhishan, the way he has accepted, willing to give Saranagati to even Ravan. So this attracts all the hearts of all the devotees. Therefore in Ramayana, if you see, just like in amongst Krishna devotees, we have these nine forms of bhakti, all of you know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. So this kind of, these nine forms of devotional service is also practiced by Rama Bhaktas, Lord Ram's devotees. And just like we have ideal example and heroes for these nine processes, even in Ram's devotees there are heroes. Like for Shravanam, who is our standard? Who is the best example for Shravanam, hearing about Krishna? Parikshit Maharaj. And do you know, in Ram Leela, who is considered as the best example for Shravanam? Hanuman. Hanuman asked a benediction from the Lord that wherever Ram Katha is happening, please give me the blessing that I can go and be there. That's why you will see in India, even today, you can check on the YouTube, you can see so many videos of Ram Katha, many famous popular Ram Kathas in Vrindavan, Ayodhya. You will see some mysterious from some, you know, monkeys. Monkeys are generally very, very restless. You will never see a monkey doing meditation like this. But you will see in Ram Katha in India, many places, mysteriously from somewhere, even if there is no forest around, a monkey would come and sit next to the speaker. Quietly. Hearing attentively. And many people would say, oh, this is Hanumanji has come. So, Hanumanji has got this benediction. That wherever Ram Katha is happening, he will be there to hear. So Shravanam, best example is Hanuman. Kirtanam, glorification of Lord. In Krishna Leela, who is the best example? Sukadeva Goswami. And in Ram Leela, Lava and Kush. They are sons of Lord Ram. They are the ones who first spoke Ramayana. Smaranam, remembrance of Krishna. Who is the best example for Bhagavatam devotees? Prahlad. Yes, Prahlad Maharaj remembered Krishna. And in Ram Leela, who is the best example? No. See, all of them practice all, but just for example's sake. Ahalya. Ahalya was cursed to be a stone by her husband. And Lord Ram, he touched her with his feet and delivered her. Now, it's amazing. Ahalya, now we are conscious, we are living beings, but we don't meditate on the Lord. But Ahalya in the stone body, she was intensely meditating on Lord Ram. So much so that Lord Ram changed the time cycle. After Satya Yuga, what comes? After Satya? Treta Yuga, right? Then Dwapar Yuga, then Kali Yuga. But actually, technically after Satya Yuga, Dwapar Yuga should come. Because Dwa means two. Satya, Dwapara, then Treta. Tre means three. But Lord Ram told that I will now go because Ahalya is meditating on me so intensely that I have to go and deliver her. So he had a negotiation with Krishna. He said, you go next Yuga, I'll go this Yuga. So instead of coming at Treta Yuga, which should come after Dwapar, he made Treta come before Dwapar. So Lord Ram came and delivered earlier by his feet. See, this is another amazing quality of the Lord. Generally in the feet, you know, we kick things. Feet is used for rejection many times. And arms we use for embracing and showing affection and love. But look at Lord Ram, with his arms, which is used for affection, he shot an arrow and threw Maricha hundreds of miles away into the ocean, rejected him. And with his feet, which is generally used for rejection, the Lord accepted Ahalya and he delivered her. Like Trinavarta, with his arms, Lord Ram, Krishna killed him. So Lord can do anything with this. He is Angani, Yasya. His senses are transcendental. So like this. So Shravanam, we have Hanuman, Kirtanam, Lavkush, Smaranam, remembrance of the Lord, Ahalya, and now Archanam, worship of the deity form. Worship. In Krishna Lila, it is said Prithu Maharaj. And in Ram Lila, anybody knows? Shabari. Why? Because one of the aspects of Archanam, deity worship, is Naivedya, offering food. Shabari offered fruit, bear. And she, how did she offer? She first, we can never imitate this. She would first taste it to see if it is bitter or sweet. And if it is sweet, then she would give her juta, or the ones that she has contaminated apparently with her bite, she would give it to Lord Ram. And Lakshman was shocked. But Lord Ram very happily accepted it. So she is considered as the best example. See, in material world, nobody accepts like that. You can't feed a person, you can't eat something, taste, and then in front of him give that person. Like, you know, the President of India came to our temple in Pune, NVCC, for inauguration. And before the President came, 1 week before that, the CBI, the Central Bureau of Investigation, and all the intelligence department, all the top officials came to inspect. And we said that we want to cook for the President and nice prasad. So can you imagine, they came 1 week before, they investigated, they checked, they interrogated all the 12 cooks. For each one of them was interrogated for 45 minutes. So much fear, anxiety. And then finally all these cooks had to sign a bond that if anything goes wrong, if anything happens to the President, they agree to be arrested and put in jail. So in this material world, an ordinary President who is thrown off after 5 years, we can't even feed him. But look at Lord Ram, the Supreme Lord, he accepts jhuta, he accepts food that is eaten by his devotee. So anyway, Archanam. Then there is Vandanam, offering of prayers. Who is the best example for offering of prayers in Krishna Lila? Akrura. And in Ram Lila? Vibhishan. Because look at the situation, both had an amazing situation. Both were in extreme pain and misunderstanding situation. Akrura was misunderstood. Akrura was fearful, you know that? Before offering prayers to Krishna, he was in so much anxiety that I am going to Vrindavan to get Krishna, but also he had a very thankless service. He was giving pain also to Brajvasis. And he was also going as a messenger of Kamsa. So he knew that devotees could misunderstand him. But he knew, Krishna will know my heart. So devotees, when we offer prayers, you know, many devotees go through this misunderstanding, fear, anxiety, conflicting service. You please one devotee, you can't please another devotee. All of you go through this. You can't please everyone. Same thing, Vibhishan. Vibhishan is having so much anxiety. Vanaras are suspecting him. Like I remember when I was in charge of prasadam serving in our temple, my seva was to ensure that everybody gets prasadam after the festival. The kirtan would go on upstairs and I would serve prasadam, and some devotees are so enthusiastic to dance and be in the kirtan, they wouldn't come down on time. And then these devotees who are taking prasadam, they would come and say, Prabhu, little more sweet. And I wouldn't give them and they would get upset. So I asked my senior devotee, Prabhu, when devotees ask me for second helping, you know, and they are so desperate for this prasadam, they are so excited, and I don't give them, is it an offense? And the devotee said, yes, of course it's an offense. When devotees ask for prasadam, we should give them. I said, okay. I learned my lesson. Next week, devotees came. Again, there was a festival. Devotees were dancing upstairs. And the other devotees wanted second round. I knew that this prasadam would get over, but I served them because they are asking and it's an offense if you don't give them. So they took prasadam and went away. And then these devotees came down and they said, Prabhu, where is the sweet prasadam? It got over. What is this, Prabhu? You should keep some for us. And then I asked my senior, same devotee, Prabhu, is it an offense that I couldn't keep prasadam for the senior, for the other devotees who came later? And the devotee said, yes, of course it's an offense. I said, what should I do now? I mean, if I keep prasadam, then the ones who are eating first, they get upset. And if I feed them, the ones who come later get upset. So then the devotee smiled and said, that's your problem. You figure out. You figure that out. So that's a very simplified version of the struggles that devotees go through. You know, there are more complications. You all know better. We're living in a devotee community. Trying to please him, trying to understand him, and then this devotee is upset. So this is what Akrura went through. This is what Vibhishan went through. That's why their prayers are considered as the best prayers in scriptures. So when we go through churning and difficult moments and then we offer prayers, those prayers are the most meaningful prayers. So we have Akrura as the best example of Vandanam. And there is another aspect of bhakti called Dasyam, which is being a servant of Krishna, who is the best example of Dasyam for Krishna's devotees. Hanuman. Bhagavatam says Hanuman. But interestingly, in Ram Leela, who is the best example of servant? Not Hanuman. Lakshman. Why? Lakshman was always with Ram, serving Ram. And somebody may ask, why Lakshman was always with Ram? Why was he never leaving Lord Ram alone? Because Valmiki says, Lakshman was parchai, shadow. Shadow never leaves you. Lakshman could never leave Ram. Just like, you know, some of you have come here today from your home. Do you tell your shadow that, my dear shadow, I'm coming back in 3 hours. You please stay at home. You can't tell shadow like that. Shadow will always be with you. Lakshmano, Lakshmi Sampanno, Bahir Prana Ivapara. It is described, who is Lakshman? Lakshman is someone, he has the greatest wealth. Lakshmi Sampanno. What is that wealth he has? Of service. And for him, Bahir Prana Ivapara. For him, Ram is the prana, life outside of him. It's like when Ram is walking, Lakshman looks at him and says, oh, my life is walking. My soul is walking here. My prana, my life air is walking here. So like that. Lakshman is like that. And then Bharat is the best example for Pada Sevanam, worshipping the lotus feet. In Krishna Leela, Lakshmiji is considered as the best example. In Ram Leela, it is Bharat. Bharat carried a huge burden of responsibility. And he served Lord Ram's lotus feet, the Paduka. And there is two more left. Sakyam, friendship with Krishna. Who is the best example in Krishna Leela? Arjuna. In Ram Leela, who is the best friend of Ram? Sugriva. Why Ram was the best friend of Sugriva? Sugriva had, Hanuman once asked Ram that, how come you are best friends with Sugriva? What can Sugriva give you, you know? I mean, so Lord Ram says that Sugriva has no friend. Sugriva did not get brotherly love also. His brother rejected him. So Lord Ram substituted. Lord Ram became Sugriva's best friend. It is explained that if you have no friend, if you have no anybody to love you, jiska koi nahi, uska Lord Ram. If you have no one in your life, then Lord Ram is there. Sugriva had no friends. On his Facebook account, he had no friends on Facebook. He was depressed. Sad, but Lord Ram came in his life and became his best friend. That is Sakyam. And last is Atmanivedanam. Atmanivedanam means surrendering everything that you have. And who is the best example in Krishna Leela? Bali Maharaj. And in Ram Leela, Jatayu. Yes, you are right. Jatayu is the best example. He was a bird, huge bird, and he tried to protect Mother Sita, and he gave up his life. And Lord Ram and Sita and all the devotees are so grateful to Jatayu that, you know what happened when Ram was coronating Vibhishan in Lanka? Lord Ram had tears in his eyes. And as he was putting the crown on Vibhishan's head, he stopped and he cried and he looked at Lakshman and said, Lakshman, I gave the kingdom of Ayodhya to Bharat. I gave the kingdom of Kishkindha to Sugriva. And now I am giving the kingdom of Lanka to Vibhishan. But I did not give anything to Jatayu. So in gratitude, he remembers Jatayu. And during Ram's coronation in Ayodhya, Mother Sita starts crying when devotees are throwing different colors. There's a big festival going on. And they are throwing rose petals. And that's a huge festival. And everyone is celebrating and dancing and happy. But Mother Sita starts crying profusely. And Lord Ram says, why are you crying? And Mother Sita says, seeing all the red lotus petals being showered, I am remembering Jatayu. Because when Jatayu's body was pierced by Ravana, Ravana's arrows and Ravana's sword, Jatayu's body was bleeding. And in the sky, Jatayu was falling. And all the blood was splashing everywhere. So Mother Sita also felt extremely grateful to Jatayu. But for us, as Ram devotees, one of our greatest heroes is Bharat. Because Bharat carried, it is an interesting thing, Rajya Bharanti Bibharti Iti Bharatah. Bharat is a special personality who carried the burden of misunderstanding. Bharat is one of the most misunderstood characters in Ayodhya. When Bharat came back, he was misunderstood by his own mother Kaushalya. She thought Bharat is responsible for banishment of Ram. Everyone misunderstood. His guru Vashishta misunderstood him. The citizens of Ayodhya thought Bharat is a conspirator. Gua thought Bharat has come to kill Ram. Bharadwaj Rishi, everyone, Lakshman also suspected Bharat. So we are all doing service in Hare Krishna movement. So devotees, all devotees do service. We all carry the burden of service. But Bharat carried the most difficult burden, the load of misunderstanding. Although he was not guilty, everyone misunderstood him, but still he said, I will serve them. It's amazing. Like, you know, Dasharath Maharaj, father of Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, he declared that my son Ram has been banished and this wretched Bharat, he is hand in gloves with Kaikeyi and they have both come together and they have banished Ram and this Bharat should not even touch my body. He should not perform my final rites. Can you imagine? This is what Dasharath said last minute and then he left his body. So Bharat comes back, he has no time to clarify to his father about his love for Ram. Dasharath Maharaj died thinking that Bharat is a demon. So Bharat did not get into depression. He continued service happily. And in Ayodhya, you see in Ayodhya what happened? So many people misunderstood him. But when Bharat went to the forest to get Ram, he didn't say, oh, there is a group of devotees who like me, I will take only them. He took both parties, those who didn't appreciate him, as well as those who appreciated him. Because in bhakti, you know, we need blessings of everyone. Those devotees who like us, and those who don't like us, we need their blessings also. So Bharat did that. Bharat went. Actually, this is, you know, if we clarify our expectations like this, we'll be peaceful in bhakti. If we know that, you know, sometimes when we do bhakti, we'll have an environment of very favorable circumstances where everybody will appreciate us. And sometimes while doing bhakti, you will be surrounded in situation, in an environment where you will not be appreciated, but you will be condemned and misunderstood. This will happen to us. Sometimes, nothing. See, these things are not guaranteed in bhakti. Appreciation and criticism is not guaranteed. Service is guaranteed. So when we have this expectation, when we clarify our expectations, when we know what we are going to get, then we will be peaceful. And if you are feeling low, remember Bharat. Bharat is our hero for sadhakas. For devotees, Bharat is our hero. So like this, each personality in Ramayana is an amazing example. Like Shatrughna. Shatrughna is another amazing personality. We'll end with this, just 1 minute. Neetaha Priti Puraskrita Shatrughna Nitya Shatrughna. Shatrughna means one who conquers over enemies. And Shatrughna conquered over the greatest enemy, the false ego. Everybody wanted to serve Ram. And Shatrughna said, I'm happy to serve Bharat who is serving Ram. He was not desperate to be with Ram. So Lakshman also served Ram, Bharat also served Ram, but Shatrughna is said to be better than both of them, because both of them served, Lakshman and Bharat served Bhagwan, but Shatrughna served Bhakta, serving devotee. He was actually servant of servant. It's amazing quality Shatrughna had. In fact, his mother Sumitra was a very exalted lady. When Hanuman was going to get Sanjeevani, he was stopped by Bharat. He said, "Who are you? Strange looking monkey. What are you doing carrying this mountain? Where are you going?" And Hanuman said that Lakshman is injured and is unconscious. He may die. And I am on an urgent mission. And Sumitra was there. Mother Sumitra, who is the mother of both Lakshman and Shatrughna. She said, "Lakshman is unconscious. He may die." Can you imagine? She, the first news she is getting of her son after 14 years. She doesn't know what is happening to her son Lakshman. Now she gets the news that he may die. And what is the response? She says, "Ram's service should not stop. If Lakshman leaves his body, my other son Shatrughna is ready to go and serve." So this is the mood of everyone in Ramayana. Everybody wants to serve. In all circumstances, ahetuki apratiyata yatma su prasidati. So I know this is an ideal standard. We may not be at that level. Please don't think that, you know, we can't imitate this. Definitely we can't imitate. But we can take inspiration from these examples and carry on in our devotional service even when circumstances are not as favorable as we would want them to. So, because we want to practice bhakti whole life, we need to remember personalities like Bharat, Lakshmana, Shatrughna and Mother Sita and Hanuman. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.